Sometime in the past, God called each one of us. He looked down and decided to call us, to open our minds to understand His truth. And we read, we heard, and we wanted to hear more and learn more, and we did. And then God worked with us, performed a miracle in our lives, that we could come to understand His truth, His precious truth. And we appreciated that. It was so exciting, so thrilling to understand things that we'd never understood before. But that meant coming out of this world. In effect, we renounced the world of its customs and ways, its politics, its way of life. And we came to understand that we had to live a different way of life. It was a new way of life. And it involved, of course, repentance and changing. Now, Christ prayed about this in John chapter 17, verse 14 to 16, about coming out of this world. And he was praying here to the Father in heaven, a very zealous prayer before he was going to be taken and go on trial and to give his life for all of mankind. And in John chapter 17, verse 14, he prayed, "I have given them your word." And the word came from the Father, and he had taught them, and he had given the words that were to be preached at a different time, later time. "And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." It's this society, this way. And they were not to be of the world. Then he goes on to say, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one." They were to live in the world and to carry out the commission that was given to them, and that they would be protected from Satan the devil. "That they are not of the world," verse 16, "just as I am not of the world." And we see that for us, brethren, we are to live in the world, but we're not to be of the world. We don't participate in its politics and activities, like going to war to settle conflicts. We are to avoid that. I know that I was looking forward to being able to cast my vote for a particular party when I became, I think it was 18 years of age. But at that time, I came to the knowledge of the truth, came into God's church, and never did vote and be involved in the political things of this nation of Ireland. So what should our approach be? What should we be then? Well, we see here the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, and let's notice what the Apostle Paul has to say here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. It says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ." Yes, we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And we represent a new civilization and government to come. We are representatives on this earth of a new civilization that's going to come, and a government that's going to bring it to pass. We've been appointed by the Father in Jesus Christ to be ambassadors of God's coming kingdom on this earth. And that's a great responsibility, but that's what we are, and we've been called to. Now, the United States sent an ambassador, let's just say, to Beijing. That's the People's Republic of China. Or indeed an ambassador from Canada or South Africa, from this land of Ireland here, the Republic of Ireland. And he or she resides for a time in Beijing. And a true Christian in the world today is in the same position as an ambassador, let's say, to China. Now, the ambassador is not a communist. He is from, we'll say, the United States, and he's not a communist. He does not regard China as his government. He doesn't regard China as his government at all. He is representing the government of the United States of America. The ambassador lives in China, yes, but he's not of China. He or she is of the United States. But they are there, living there, and representing their country as an ambassador. He does not serve the Chinese government. That is not his function. He has communications with them. He carries out his responsibilities and has dealings with the government, yes, but he's not there to serve them. He is there to serve the country that he represents. He will not enter into its politics or try to eradicate the evils he sees in their system. He would not do that. That would be totally wrong, to get involved in its politics or try to change its ways of doing things. And he sees the evils, sees the wrong things, but he will not be involved in changing that. That is not his responsibility. He does not tell the Chinese how to govern their country. That would not be his function. He would not try to make it a better state by voting. If the state had voting, he would not be involved in voting at all. He would have no part in that at all. He certainly would not fight in their army for some cause. He would never do that. That would be wrong, and he would not carry that out. Yet he is subject to their laws, their rules, and regulations, and he would comply with them. And he would do that so that he would be a better representative and represent the interests of his government in a better way, by the way that he would conduct himself. And that would be important, the way that he would deal with those in the country that he was residing in. And he would follow their rules, their laws, and the way that they would do things. And the more he did that, the more he would be then representing his government in a better way. Now, he or she would not want to bring any reproach upon the country they represent. They would avoid that at all costs. And we can see the Apostle Paul had a way of dealing with people, and he showed great wisdom and tact in doing this. We can just see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and verse 32 and verse 33, right at the end of the chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He says, "Give no offense neither to Jews nor to Greeks, nor to the church of God." Now, to avoid giving offense. And then he says in verse 33, "Just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." And the Apostle Paul was there to please people, but not in the wrong way. Not by compromising, not by telling people what they wanted to hear, but he would please them as being diplomatic. He would please them in his approach, in being tactful and helpful. And he was a servant. He saw himself as a servant. You can just go back a page to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 19. We just look at a few verses here. In verse 19, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all." He wanted to serve and help and to carry out the commission that was given to him. And in verse 20, he refers to there of just winning Jews in the right way, those who were under the law. And in verse 21, those who were outside the law, the Gentiles who did not have the law. And he says at the end that I might win those who are without the law. He wanted to win people over in the right way. In verse 22, "To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak." Yeah, I came down to their level, so to speak, and was able to identify with them. And he did not try to be big shot and important and all these things. He was to the weak, he says, I became as weak. I came down to their level to help them. He says, why, I have become all things to all men that I might by all means save some. So he was a real ambassador. He was a diplomat. He was reaching people in whatever way he could, but never compromising with God's word. So he showed great wisdom in doing that. He showed tact, he showed love, and all the qualities that come from God in doing and carrying out the commission that was given to him. So we see here that we are to serve, we are to help, and we are ambassadors for Christ, are subject to the government of this land. We are to pay our taxes, respect the national anthem and the flag, and the laws of the land. We are to carry out whatever those laws are and to be, as ambassadors, obedient to the laws, just like an ambassador would be to another country. And we are to do the same. And that ambassador would respect the flag of the country they were residing in, the national anthem. And we are to do the same. The laws of the land we would want to keep. And we must obey God rather than man. And if there's a conflict, we know that we must obey God first. He is the highest power. And then there's other powers. And that is our responsibility as ambassadors, to carry out and follow the laws of the land, just like an ambassador would in the world today in some country. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, in Romans chapter 12, and verse 1, Paul says, I beseech or I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present to your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And then he goes on to say, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not to conform to this world. And that is a clear instruction there from the apostle. We can't love the world and love the Father. And John tells us that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. We can't love the world and love the Father. It's either the way of the world or the way of God. We don't want the way of the world because we know this world is influenced so much by Satan and his ways. And we don't want to go that way. We don't want to go under the government of Satan, but the government of God. Live God's ways. So as ambassadors, not only represent God's government, and we do, and his laws and his ways and his values, we do represent that. We're also to reflect God's government and his laws and ways, to reflect them in our lives. We are to strive to live the way of the government of God. That's the way that we want to live. That's the way that we are to reflect God and to strive to live that way. We are admonished to be right examples and to reflect God's kingdom to come on this earth, to reflect that in the way that we live, the examples that we would set in our surroundings. That really applies throughout the year. To strive to live the way of the government of God and to live by every word of God. That's so important. You know, an ambassador is called in to report back on something they're asked to. What is your country's position on a certain thing? Or maybe they're called in to be told what the country they're residing in and to reflect their policies and to be able to communicate that back to the country that the ambassador represents. But they are brought in to, from time to time, to the Foreign Office to be asked, well, what does your country stand for? What is their position on a certain actions that has been taken or whatever? And we have to be willing to do the same when we're asked. And we would maybe even say, well, There's going to be a change, and Christ is coming back to this earth, and he's going to establish the kingdom of God. Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong went to the world leaders, known as Ambassador for Peace, and he came and he told them in a diplomatic way, in a very thought-out way, what he could say and what would be beneficial for them. He did not preach the same way that he would preach in a sermon to God's people, but he would approach them in a different way. He would be very diplomatic. He would explain to them that the only way to peace would be for one government on this earth. And he would be referring to, of course, the government of God. And he told them that, but told them in their ways, in their language. He spoke like the way the Apostle Paul, and no doubt Mr. Armstrong was fully aware of the way the Apostle Paul went and how he conducted himself with other people, and particularly coming before people in authority. Mr. Armstrong was a very fine example for us all. He was indeed an ambassador for peace. And we are to be ambassadors as well. Let's look at a warning to two ambassadors here, and to be reminded here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Paul says here, "Do not be unequally yoked together. Don't become unequally yoked together with unbelievers." No, avoid that. It'll only lead to a lot of problems, a lot of difficulties, and it's just not right. "For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?" Opposites. "And what communication is light with darkness?" Paul was contrasting the two. And then we just drop down to verse 17. "Therefore, come out from among them and be you separate, says the Lord," to come out from the ways of this world, "and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." So, brethren, we are to come out of this world and its ways. Our mission is as ambassadors for Christ, as advance emissaries of his kingdom, to warn the world what is ahead, to proclaim to all nations the good news of the kingdom of God, the government we represent, to be faithful ambassadors and representatives of the government of God.